Hello, is this Justin?
That is it.
Yeah, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, look, I think you had actually, you know, gone in contact with us a couple months ago. You were in contact with Lena, and Lena kind of was giving you the rundown of the types of programs that we had to offer. And at that time, she didn't really, you know, send you the application for the process because of how new and early you guys were in becoming a business. So I was following up around this time of the year to kind of get an update on everything and see if you're still looking for the capital that you need to kind of expand the yard and, you know, grow the business.
No, sir, I don't really need the loan anymore. I called my bank, and my bank worked with me, and they did something through my bank.
You did it through your local bank?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, what type of agreement did you get with them?
We just did a business agreement, business loan, and I went through them, and they gave me a startup loan. They didn't know that startup loan was a personal loan, but they give me a next part of the business expanded a little bit.
Okay. How much did they end up giving you?
Oh, man, I ain't even talk about all that, but it was enough to get me expanded.
Okay. How's the business been since then?
It's going good. It's slow, but it's going good.
Okay. Do you have any, you know, current capital needs or equipment financing needs that we can probably help you out with? Because I'm sure that, you know, the additional capital can probably go a long way right now.
It could go a long way, but I'm trying to wait and make sure I'm going to make it through the winter before I make even more loans, you know what I mean?
Right. Is the winter kind of like a slow time?
Well, yes, sir. It usually slows down a little bit during the winter, and I'm just going to make sure that I've got money saved up right now to where if I didn't make another sale or do another job for February, I can pay all my bills. I know I'm going to have to work, but I just want to make sure I'm steady before I go taking out a bunch more loans or capital or anything like that.
Oh, of course. No, that's completely understandable. I know where you're coming from. So are you currently using all five of your trucks right now? Are they all in, you know, usage?
Four of them are. I'm using one of them as a personal truck and a backup.
Okay. And you're still paying off those two trucks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and does the season start to pick up right after winter? Does everything kind of like start to...
Yeah, it goes wide open. I'll make triple what I'm making right now next spring.
No way, that's awesome. that's good to hear. The busy season starts to pick back up around that time. Okay, and how are you using those funds from the small business loan?
I use them to pay two trailers off, and I put it up for carrying me through the winter if I needed it.
Mm-hmm. Were you satisfied with the you know, the terms that you got with them?
Oh, yes, sir, and plus it's a local bank. I like doing business locally if I can.
Oh, no, I completely understand that. You know, a lot of the clients that I work with, a lot of them already have local banks. So, of course, you know, one of the first things that they do is they go to their local bank, see if they can even get approved with them for the types of programs that they're looking for. And if they don't, you know, they kind of do that little shopping around, and that's kind of where we step in as that secondary source of funds. So if you need the additional capital to use for the business, you know, you want to have some money on hand, or if you're looking to bring on pieces of equipment, that's kind of like our specialty.
Yes, sir. I've kept y'all in mind, but right now I just kind of waiting on the winter.
Right. Yeah, you know, typically, I don't know, you know, what Lena had originally spoken to you with, but the division of the bank that I work in, we kind of specialize in providing this type of financing to the trucking industry, the wrecking industry, things along that nature. And a lot of the time when it starts to slow down, you know, when you see that slow down in the season, we get a ton of calls towards the end of the year, especially in December, where people are looking just to have cash on hand. So they kind of qualify with our working capital program so that they have the money that they need to get through the winter. So if they wanted an extra $50,000 to use for the business, they come to us, they can pull out the $50,000, they have it, they can use the money, we set them up on, you know, a term that they like, and we go from there.
Yes, sir. If I need you, I'll definitely keep you in mind. Right now, I'm not going to take out any more loans.
Okay. Is there maybe a better time that you would like me to follow up with you?
Yes, sir. Y'all please definitely call me back in the spring because if they tell me they did this year in the spring, then I'll be looking for playing again.
Right. Okay. And typically with your expansion that you have in mind, you'd like to bring on more trucks, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what type of trucks do you currently have right now? I know you have 5, but I don't know, you know, like what type.
They're 1 ton, but one of them, the Dodge, they're all 1 ton for trucking, and then next year I'm looking to buy them a 2-degree.
Okay. What do you typically haul?
Different freight from trucks, cars, to any heavy freight. Feed, trailers, kind of depends on what lane. That's why people call a hot shot. If when a big rig can't fit on a trailer and they need to fit, they call us to come in and get them.
Right. Okay. Not a problem. Okay. Well, yeah, and you, time I think to Lena that you actually had a second company that you owned underneath that you wanted to kind of like, you know, acquire underneath the trucking company now. Did that ever happen?
Yes, sir. I'm running the danger right now. I've got all the
paperwork. Yeah, that's the company. So you were able to put that underneath the trucking company now?
Yes, sir.
Sparks and Sons Trucking?
Yes, sir. Now I've got Sparks and Sons Construction.
Okay. So the name also changed of the company?
Yes, sir.
So Sparks and Sons Construction is the current name?
Yes, sir. No, I've got Sparks and Sons Trucking and Sparks and Sons Construction.
Okay. That's awesome, man. How's business been for that business?
It's picking up.
It's picking up? Okay. Yes, how long have you been doing that for?
Right after we talked.
Sorry, what was that?
Right after we talked.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so pretty recent as well, then. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so here's what I can do. I don't think last time Lena was able to get an email address from you, so I could just shoot you over my contact information digitally. You can have me on file that way, just in case, you know, something does come up. I'm right there and a click away. Is there a best email address? I can shoot you over my information now, so you can have me as the updated point of contact.
Yes, sir. JustinSparks105@gmail.com.
Justin Sparks. Was there a number after that? Sorry.
Yes, sir.
185@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Justin. Here's what I'll do, man. I know, you know, financing is at the top of your priority list right now, and I know that you had currently just gotten the business loan, and you know, I wish we were able to help you out before that, kind of like push you forward, be that kind of point of contact, so you can, you know, have somebody to lean on in terms of your financing. I wish that, you know, we could have originally had done something with you. But I'm going to send you over my information. You know, we are a private business bank, which makes us a little different than your local bank, because we want to build this relationship up with you. We want to build this trust, and we want to earn your business in the end, you know. So I'm going to keep in contact with you. I'm going to give you a call kind of maybe towards the end of the year, kind of see how things are going, and then follow up in spring as well. But if anything does come up, you'll have me on file. You can give me a call, you know, learn a little bit more about kind of what we do, what we have to offer, you know, through our website. The website will be on the email and everything. So just kind of take a look at us, see if there is something that, you know, if a need does come up, feel free to give us a call as well.
Yes, sir. I sure will.
All right, Justin. I'll keep in contact with you, and, you know, it was good speaking with you, and sorry again that, you know, I wish we could have been the guys that were originally there to help you out.
And it sounds like me too right now, but I've been doing business with that bank for years and years, and they didn't hesitate when I went in there and talked to them, so I went with them.
No, that's completely fine. Like I said, like, we're not here to compete with your local bank or anything. We're here that if your local bank doesn't want to extend the loans or, you know, extend a line of credit or something along those lines, we're here to give you that additional capital. We've been doing this for 14 years. We've been in the industry for a long time. We've seen all types of situations. This one in particular, we've seen plenty of times before, you know.
Yes, sir. We're definitely freestyling back in the end of the year, and we'll see if we can branch out and use y'all too.
Okay. All right, Justin. It was good talking to you, man. Good catching up, and you know, hopefully we can do some business together.
Yes, sir. I hope so.
All right. You take care, and have a great rest of the week, man.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Bye.